From WNYC in New York, this is On the Media. I'm Bob Garfield.
And I'm Brooke Gladstone. When his revelations first appeared early last June in London's Guardian and the Washington Post, he was like an unidentified flying object that suddenly appeared on our radar screen, flying very close and low.
The biggest news out of Washington today is this. Big Brother is watching you.
The Guardian newspaper reported the NSA has been collecting phone records from millions of Verizon customers under a secret court order.
An unknown source leaked the information to columnist Glenn Greenwald.
And when finally he was identified a few days later in The Guardian, it seemed to generate only more confusion.
The question here all day has been, who is Edward Snowden?
Up until about, 72 hours ago, this guy was a bit of a pipsqueak, and now he's front page all over the world.
He is a 29-year-old high school dropout.
Snowden was living in Hawaii, making $200,000 a year.
Part of the life he left behind involves his long-term girlfriend, a pole dancer.
We've lived with Edward Snowden, his revelations, and his personal saga for exactly a year. So let's recap, starting with the crucial stuff of his revelations. Jody Avergan of WNYC's Brian Lehrer Show put together an exhaustive list of what's now known about the surveillance capabilities of the NSA. Jody, read the highlights.
The NSA can track the numbers of both parties on a phone call, as well as location, time, and duration. It can track bank transactions.
Mm-hmm.
It can monitor text messages, also your YouTube views and Facebook likes, in real time.
Mm-hmm.
It can access your email, chat, and web browsing data, map your social networks, and access your smartphone app data.
Mm.
It can intercept and store webcam images, record phone calls, store them, and replay them up to a month later, harvest images from emails and texts and more, and feed it into facial recognition software.
We learned about that last week.
We did. It can crack all sorts of sophisticated computer encryption. It can remotely access a computer by setting up a fake wireless connection. It can set up a fake LinkedIn. Not a fake LinkedIn account, but an entire fake LinkedIn social network. It can build a fake internet cafe. It can make
All right. Okay. I think that'll do it. We'll link to the complete list. But we should stipulate, that's what we know the NSA can do, not necessarily what it does do. Actually, it does do a lot of that, and more, with the help of British intelligence, and yes, the German and French, and many others. And of course, China and Russia also have well-documented domestic and foreign surveillance operations. But everyone does it is an unpersuasive argument to the many Americans who have seen their presumed right to privacy upended. To them, Snowden's an unambiguous hero.
Daniel Ellsberg, who leaked the Pentagon Papers in 1971, calls Snowden a national hero.
I think that he gives me hope that we may actually regain our Bill of Rights.
The executive director of the ACLU praising NSA leaker Edward Snowden, saying he did this country a service by spurring debate about the reach of the U.S. government's electronic surveillance programs.
And here's former Congressman Ron Paul.
He's telling the truth, and this is what we are starved for. The American people are starved for the truth.
And Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak.
I believe he's a hero. I believe he's coming directly from his heart, that he feels some goodness, that he believes in and loves his country, America, so strongly.
If Snowden hadn't come forward, the steady encroachment of the surveillance state would have continued, wrote John Cassidy in The New Yorker Online. Now, Big Brother and his enablers have been rattled. Seems so. The secretive Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court has posted some filings related to its major decisions on surveillance cases, and the NSA has posted some declassified files. Even Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, who lied to the Senate about the extent of the programs, now concedes that the time has come for a national conversation. And journalism weighed in with the prize.
The publishers of Edward Snowden's leaks have won the Pulitzer in journalism in the category of public service. The winners include reporters from The Guardian and The Washington Post newspapers. The leaks revealed the huge program that collects information about millions upon millions of American phone calls and emails.
Edward Snowden says he seeks an end to unchecked, unwarranted surveillance of citizens and allies. But his revelations also exposed CIA intercepts inside Iran, the tracking of the emails and phone calls of the Taliban in northwest Pakistan, and the hacking of computers in China, and so on. In other words, intelligence operations against current or erstwhile adversaries. So, America is divided. As usual. A January Pew poll found that 57% of people below the age of 29 believed Snowden served the public interest. But that number drops precipitously with age. And overall, even among those who praise his action, most say that the government should pursue a criminal case against him. Confusing.
You can dislike the NSA programs and also dislike Snowden.
Pew senior researcher Juliana Horowitz.
And you can think that Snowden served the public interest but still think that what he did was criminal. It's a more nuanced story than simply Snowden's a hero or not.
An NBC poll released this week found 24% backed Snowden's actions versus 34% who opposed them. 40% had no opinion. A Rasmussen poll released Thursday says 42% think he's a spy. Coverage of the latest leak about facial recognition was comparatively scant and unremarked upon. But if the steady drip, drip, drip of reveals has produced some Snowden revelation fatigue, there's still ample interest in Snowden himself. Brian Williams' interview with him last week won its 10 p.m. time slot in the coveted 18 to 49 demographic. Glenn Greenwald's Snowden book, No Place to Hide, is becoming a movie. Oliver Stone plans a Snowden biopic. And Beyond, the Edward Snowden story, the comic book, is already out. That, at least, adds some literal color to a year-long story that has been told almost entirely in black and white.